instrumental creativity, a transformation. Without this word was nothing made. Join God's servant, Sonny E. Oluide, as it brings you into the reality of God's knowledge with utmost simplicity and clarity.
The mystery of God. 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 Hallelujah. 1 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16. The mystery of God. And without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifest in the flesh, justified in the spirit, seen of angels, preached unto the Gentiles, believed on in the world, received up into glory. I say it again, I will repeat again. If God did not send Jesus to stay and live in us, we have no future. Thousands and millions gather today in the place of worship. My question always is that, what do they tell these people? From the passage we read, it says, great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifest in our five senses, justified in the spirit, seen of angels, preached unto the Gentiles, believed on in the world, received up into glory. I pray you will understand this mystery. It's so great. It's so powerful. It's so enlightening. If you understand it, when others are in trouble, you will live in peace. Where others will be struggling, you will live undefeated life. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Colossians chapter 1, verse 27. Let's read from verse 26 to 29. Colossians chapter 1, verse 26 to 29. Even the mystery which has been hid from ages and from generations, but now is made manifest to his saints, to whom God will make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory, which is Christ in you, the anointed of God in you, the hope of glory.
28. Whom we preach, the mayor of old never preach anything else. Whom we preach, whom we proclaim, whom we teach, whom we explain, warning every man and teaching every man in all wisdom, that we may present every man perfect, every man mature in Christ Jesus. We are unto, I also labor, striving according to his working, which worketh in me mightily. Let's stop there. If you understand this mystery, your life will become a wonder. People will be amazed at what will be coming out of your life from today in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. If you believe, let me allow this thing. Now, the mystery of God. What is mystery? The secret of God is that the fullness of God lives in you. He was manifest in the flesh, justified in the spirit, seen of angels, preached among the Gentiles, believed in the world, received into glory. And he explained that the mystery, this very mystery, was kept. It has been kept secret. It was hidden. People didn't see it. But say, but now, it was made known unto us, which is Christ, the miracle worker, the anointed of God, the creator of all things, is in you. I don't think anything is bigger than this. That's why I call it great mystery. When you see people live a confused life, don't blame them. Bring them back. They have lost the personality that God deposited in them. Are you with me now? Which is Christ, the anointed of God, in you. The hope, the vision of the expression of God's personality. When your mind captures the reality of the personality of God that lives within you, then you will tell the problem that I'm greater than you. Now, religion is the most dangerous thing you can ever think of. You know religion? It's a very bad and dangerous thing. Jesus never came to give us a new religion. No, not at all. But he came to give us life. And he said this life is the development of man. It's the development of your spirit, man. It's the development of your mental, man. And it's the development of your physical, man. He came to deposit something in us. And what he came to deposit into us is the fullness of God himself. No, by next, you see this weekend now, this weekend we'll be cashing tomorrow. I'll be this. You say you are celebrating Easter. There is no need. There is no reason
of celebrating what you don't know about.
The question is that what happened during Easter? Or what important a benefit is it to you? If you don't know this, there's no point. Do you get my point now? Easter, Abi, they caught him.
Because he released himself for them to be arrested, because he knew that the time has come to fulfill the climax of his ministry. They arrested him on the Friday, Abi. They kill him. They crucify him. That is the day that your life, that you inherited from Adam, ends. It ends that day, nothing again. I mean, it ends.
And they bury him that very day. The 3 days he spent in the grave was the day he defeated the devil and collected the key to authority from him. And that was the day that your defeat of the devil happened. Not, he never defeated the devil for himself. He defeated the devil for your sake. And when he rose on the third day, and he said, all power is given unto me, and I give you the legal right to go and use the power to manifest God's glory here on earth. I wonder what we are doing with all this. Get to the hospital today, you see a lot of Johns, David, different kind of powerful names lying down. I say, what are they doing here? No, sir. The transaction that took place that day is what brought the deposit, no, the deposit of himself into your life. And I pray you will understand. Which is Christ in you. The whole of the expression of the personality of God. The hope of glory. They were going everywhere. After the day of Pentecost, they were sharing only one thing. And God was busy confirming the word with signs following. And tonight, God will perform, confirm his way with signs in your life.
Amen.
With wonder in your life.
Amen.
With miracles in your life.
Amen.
With healing in your life.
Amen.
With deliverance in your life.
Amen.
In the name of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
The mission of God is Christ, the anointed of God in you, which is the hope of glory. The issue is this. Do you give him space? Do you go back to him to find out why he lives in you? Or is he just there for nothing? No. He has to be there for a reason. And the most valuable question that anyone will ask on earth is the question, why? Huh? What is that question? Why? Why is this thing like this? Why am I like this? Who am I? Why am I here? All these questions is the most valuable question. Why is Jesus living in me? Let me take us a little further. You see one reason he lives in you. Huh? I will be sharing them one, sharing another. 1 John chapter 4. Christ is not just living in you for nothing's sake. He's not just living in you for decoration's sake. No. He has a role to play. Do you understand now? 1 John chapter 4. Verse 15 to 17. Whosoever shall confess that Jesus is the Son of God,
God dwelleth in him, and he in God. And we have known and believed the love that God had to us. God is love. And he that dwelleth in love, dwelleth in God, and God in him. Herein is our law made perfect. Is our law made mature. That we may have boldness in the day of judgment. Because as Jesus Christ is, so are we in this world. Now, how is Jesus in heaven? What is he doing there? It means what Jesus is doing in heaven is the same thing he wants to do through your life here on earth. Don't forget it. You know, religion has blinded many eyes. They just shout and do every kind of thing and just go back home. No. Here, it shall not be so. As he is. Not as he was. As he is presently. Even so are we. In this world. Now, the first thing we notice that Jesus done in heaven is that he's an intercessor. He intercedes for you. Which is equally one to intercede for others through your life. Don't forget this. Speaking in tongues alone will not solve this problem. You need to understand why you won't speak in tongues. You need to understand it. Eh? Are you with me, please? It's okay. Hebrews chapter 7, verse 25. He said, wherefore, Jesus is able also to save them to the uttermost that come unto God by him. Seeing he ever liveth to make intercession for them. May I ask you a question? If I may ask a sincere question. Since you wake up today, how many minutes do you really set aside to pray for people? You will notice that out of prayer, 10 prayer points you pray this morning. If at all you pray. 9.5 is centered on you. Abi? The remaining half, that small half is divided into various items. No, sir. That is not the life. That is not the life that Jesus lived. Were you told that he ever lived to make intercession for himself? Who did he make intercession for? But religion will tell you, have it all, keep it all, and glorify in them all. That is not the gospel. Because he ever lived to make intercession for us. If your life, you really want the glory of God to radiate in your life and through your life, you must learn this secret. Are we together? See, he ever liveth to make intercession for us. Romans chapter 8. I believe God is setting someone to succeed now. Verse 31. What shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? I keep saying it again and again.
The number of professing Christians in Nigeria alone, there are too many to affect the entire world. We are too many. We are too many. In fact, we are too much. Religious people will not agree with this. What shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? If God has become our exchange, and we are now here to carry out his divine agenda through our lives, he said, who can be against us? Oh my God. If God be for us, if truly God has become our exchange, no witches and wizards can be against you and succeed. Because whoever will be against you will be against God. And no one can be against God and succeed. And I say to you from now, no one will be against you and succeed. Yeah. If God be for our exchange, here we are no longer living for the whole nation. We are living for his purpose. He said, no one can be against you and survive. This is the gospel I know. Then he pressed further in verse 32. He that spare not his own son, but deliver him up for us. Can you see now? For us all again. Are you noting this word? The word for. He delivered Jesus for our exchange again. For us all. How shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Freely give us all things? The question is that, why should God give you all things? Have you ever asked that question? Is it for your consumption alone? Or for the benefit of others? Huh? Both wisdom, riches, power that God gives you is for others, not for you. Are you hearing now? Then verse 33. We'll stop at 34. Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifies. Who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died. Yea, rather, that is risen again. Who is even at the right hand of God, who also maketh intercession for us. This is a major issue with me and for me. And Jesus said, if he lay down his life for you, he said you ought to lay down your life for others. Do you read all the scripture like that? I mean, if I came across a scripture like that. It means the reason why he makes you to know what you are knowing now is so that through your life, other people will know it. It's not to just pocket it and silence it in one place. Do you understand now? 1 John chapter 3, verse 16. You will see what he said there. How was the meeting? It was nice. We don't need nice meeting. The niceness of any meeting is that immediately other people benefited from you. That's the niceness of any meeting you attend. Hereby pursue we the love of God. Because he laid down his life for us. And we ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. Is that your Bible? Many of us, we have different kind of IVG. The question is that, who are you praying for? I say, in those IVG, who do you pray for? If truly he lives in you, then he must manifest his attitude through your life.
Am I communicating, please? I've said it, let me repeat again. Any challenge you are passing through, when you take it to God in prayer, leave your challenge. Ask God, whoever is passing through this same challenge I'm passing through, pray to God to set them free. Leave your own. If you sincerely pray that prayer, as He's setting them free, you will be free. That is the life of the gospel. That is the life of the kingdom. He seek not his own. He seek not his own. It means if he's not seeking his own, he's seeking the benefit of others. It means he's no longer living for himself. He's living for others. How many of you are hearing me? We need to settle this one today. So that we will not become another religious sect. Religion say anything that will not benefit me, I have no business with it. That's religion. But the gospel of Christ said, my life is for the blessing of others. He told Abraham, let's read the account of Abraham before I go back to the next place. In Genesis chapter 12, we'll read verse 1 and 2 and see what God said there. But if you want to follow religion, you can be against what I'm saying. But if you want to represent Him, you want His glory to break forth through your life, you want His promise to be fulfilled in your life, please, hearken to what you are hearing. Do you understand now? Now, the law has said unto Abraham, get thee out of thy country, and from thy kindred, and from thy father's house, unto a land that I will show thee. And I will make of thee a great nation. And I will bless thee, and make thy name great. And thou shalt be a blessing. Why did God bless him? Why do you think that God is blessing you today? If that is not in our agenda, then we go nowhere. Are you hearing now? This is my own. I think it's one of the great diseases that religion brought to us. See, if your enemy is hungry, say give him food. That's the gospel. But religion say, kill your enemy before he see you. Are you seeing the difference? Do you understand now? Verse 3. And I will bless them that bless thee. That is when he has begun to carry it out. I will bless him that bless thee, and curse him, the devil, that cursed thee. And in thee shall all families of the earth be blessed. I will make your name great. I will bless you, and thou shalt be a blessing. And thou shalt be a blessing. May God make you a channel of blessing to others. Amen. In the name of the Lord Jesus. And thou shalt be a blessing. And thou shalt be a blessing. And thou shalt be a blessing. This is the key. He didn't say, I will bless you so that you just become so big. No. How many of us have seen stagnant water before? You know the meaning of stagnant water? The water that refuses to, no channel of flowing. What do you notice there? It will be smelly. It means the blessing will turn to God, to curse. That will not be your portion.
Amen.
But learn this. God gave you something. Wisdom, knowledge, understand, primarily to share with people. Not to pocket it. Not to silence it. Huh? Not to build fence around it. At the grace of God, door is opening to us everywhere now. Just open everywhere. What they say people will not hear is he keeps spreading. They are hearing it. Including those who doesn't want to greet us, but they are hearing it. Because our prayer is centered on what? Lord, this heavenly bread that you have given us, let him bless and feed multitude. That has been our prayer point. Do you understand the point? Hallelujah. I say hallelujah.
Amen.
Why do you think that God gave you anything he gave you? Huh? If that is not, has not entered into your consciousness, I pray it will enter into your consciousness even now.
Amen.
That is the secret of greatness. Huh? There was a time that the disciples, something happened to them. No mother loved their children very well. Out of the 12 disciples, one mother half, two of them. The older and the younger. He now used the familiarity and moved to Jesus. Say, Jesus, there is something I want. Thank God for that day that Jesus knocked it out of our lives. Say, there is something I want you to do for my two children out of the 12 apostles. Can you imagine? Jesus is saying, he said, I want that two of these my children, one should stay at your right and the other one at your left in thy kingdom. What happened to the 10? They are useless. Do you know that is our attitude? Huh? Let's read it, you will see now. Eh? I'm just looking for a sparkle. Hallelujah. I say hallelujah.
Amen.
Matthew chapter 20. We read from verse 20. You will enjoy God's blessing today. Hallelujah. Guy, the brethren are very wonderful. Then came to him the mother of Zebedee's children with her sons. It means he sling them out from the 12. Say, today I want to give you a divine. Let me just connect you. Only two of you. What happened to the remaining 10? With our sons. Worshiping him. You thought that it's a good. You know, some of them, when you bend down, you worship. God is thinking that maybe you want to ask him a reasonable thing. And Jesus pay attention to see if he will ask reasonable questions. You know, sometimes when we're lost in the spirit, in the place of worship, God is now waiting. Whether your request will be selfish or unselfish. If your request is selfish, no answer. But it's your request. It's unselfish. Immediately, this is what I've been waiting for. I'm looking for this type of person. Worshiping him. And desiring a certain thing of him. You thought it's a good desiring. How are we that woman will have asked Jesus that? They say, all of these apostles, that all of them will sit by your side. I think it will have a reasonable. Eh? Verse 21. And he sent unto her, what we thou? You know she will be happy. Some will get say, God say,
has anything in my name, Jesus said, he will give it me.
Yes, it's true. But what kind of thing are you asking?
That's how you see thousands of prayer requests are not receiving answers. Because the motive behind him is what? It's a selfish motive.
I know you won't like what I'm telling you, but that's the truth. You better like it now. You better embrace it. You better comprehend it. You better conceive it so that you can deliver it.
She said unto him, grant that these my two sons may sit, the one on the right hand and the other on the left in thy kingdom.
Hey, Joseph,
what happened to the remaining 10? They should sit outside the kingdom. So they will sit, your two sons, the rest will now become security men. No! See, let me tell you, if you want your life to attract honor, honor people. The secret of receiving honor is to learn how to honor everyone you meet. Irrespective of their age, of their gender, of their tribe. Now, but Jesus answered and said, you don't know what to ask. You don't know what to ask. You don't even know what to ask. Can you see the answer immediately? You don't know what to ask. Maybe that's the answer to many of you anytime you pray selfish prayer. So you don't know what to ask. Say, Lord, you now. Change your mindset. Are you able to drink of the cup that I shall drink of? And to be baptized with the baptism that I am baptized with? They say unto him, we are able. Do you know? Jesus said they didn't know what they are asking. Yeah, they said they are able.
I didn't blame them because they are not born again. For you that you are born again, you should learn lesson.
And he said unto them, ye shall drink indeed of my cup, and be baptized with the baptism that I am baptized with. But to sit on my right hand and on my left is not mine to give, but it shall be given to them for whom it is prepared of my Father.
And when the 10 heard it, they were moved with indignation against the two brethren.
Can you see? In fact, some of our requests always attract enemy to us. I don't know, but I believe somebody is getting blessed now. Some of our requests attract. Okay, now, what? You see, the remaining 10. You know, if you say descend on the two.
Yes. Against the two brethren. Who created that enmity? The mother and the children. Please, don't create enemy for yourself. Verse 25 now.
But Jesus called them unto him and said, ye know that the princes of the Gentiles exercise dominion over them, and they that are great exercise authority upon them. But it shall not be so among you. But whosoever will be great among you, let him be your servant. Minister me, servant.
Can you see the secret of greatness? The next verse quickly. At 27. We are stopping at 28.
And whosoever will be chief among you, let him be your servant. Even as the Son of Man came not to be ministered unto, but to minister and to give his life a ransom for many. What a great picture of the kingdom life.
You have a challenge. You call everyone together to pray that the challenge will be removed. You hear that another person has challenge. You didn't come to the same prayer point for that person to be Abba. What kind of attitude is that? If you listen to different kind of prayer point everywhere today, you see selfishness, self-center, no wonder, no answer. But that's not the life of the kingdom. That is not the life that Jesus came to express through our lives. Are you listening now? Let me now show you the next thing. How Emma became wealthy and became the greatest in his days. 1 Kings chapter 3. We read from verse 3 down to 15. Maybe somebody will be so acquainted with it. And Solomon loved the Lord, walking in the statutes of David his father. Only he sacrificed and burnt incense in high places. And the king went to Gibeon to sacrifice there. For that was the great high place. 1,000 burnt offerings did Solomon offer upon that altar. In Gibeon, the Lord appeared to Solomon in a dream by night. And God said, ask what I shall give thee. Open check. And Solomon said, thou I shew unto thy servant David my father great mercy, according as he walked before thee in truth, and in righteousness, and in uprightness of heart with thee. And thou hast kept for him this great kindness, that thou hast given him a son to sit on his throne, as it is this day. Verse 7. And now, O Lord my God, thou hast made thy servant king, instead of David my father, and I am but a little child. I know not how to go out or to come in. And thy servant is in the midst of thy people, which thou hast chosen, a great people that cannot be numbered nor counted for multitude. Give therefore thy servant an understanding heart to judge thy people. Can you see? All what Solomon was asking God for is a blessing to bless the people. It's not the one to keep. That I may discern both good and bad. For who is able to judge this like so great a people? Look at the response. And the speech pleased the Lord, that Solomon had asked this thing. Ah! Can you see? May your speech be pleased to the Lord.
Amen.
May your request be pleasing to the Lord.
Amen.
May the reason why you are following God is primarily to please him first.
Amen.
And secondly, to be a blessing to people.
Amen.
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And God said unto him, because thou hast asked this thing, and hast not asked for thyself. For thyself. Solomon never asked for himself something. Say, give me this thing for these people. Give me this power for these people. Give me this understanding for these people. In the physical, God asked you something. You see yourself, you see in the dream that you now gave the right answer? Let only my children dress well. What happened to the children or that brethren? If we learn this thing, you will see what God will do for you. And hast not asked for thyself long life, neither hast asked riches for thyself, nor hast asked the life of thy enemies, but hast asked for thyself understanding to discern judgment. Behold, look and see, I have done according to thy words. Look, I have given thee a wise and an understanding heart, so that there was none like thee before thee, neither after thee shall any arise like unto thee. And I have also given thee that which thou hast not asked, both riches and honor, so that there shall not be any among the kings like unto thee all thy days. It's, I think if it's only what you gain throughout this year, I think your life will be a blessing forever. There are some things you request from God that make other things you did not request come to you. And if thou will walk in my ways to keep my statutes and my commandments, as thy father David did walk, then I will lengthen thy days. Stop there. Oh, we still have 15, right? Give us 15, please. Thank you. And Solomon awoke, and behold, it was a dream. And he came to Jerusalem and stood before the ark of the covenant of the Lord, and offered all burnt offerings, and offered peace offerings, and made a feast to all his servants. If truly we understand that Jesus liveth in us, our aim and objective every day is how we God help others through us. And when you make that your aim, your own need will be met. Because only Jesus can please his Father. So when you give him peace, it will be pleasing God to you. It will be blessing God to you. And things will just be working more than you desire. I pray that will be your portion. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. The mystery of God. The mystery of God. I believe someone will make a determination today. Now say, Lord, prayerfully, practically, physically, spiritually, my life must be a blessing to others. Jeremiah chapter 9, verse 23 and 24. How could Jesus left all his glory in heaven and come to the earth to meet me, deliver me, save me, and live in me? Is there anything I cannot now go for it, for him? Thus saith the Lord. I love that. Thus saith the Lord. Let not the wise man glory in his wisdom, neither let the mighty man glory in his might. Let not the rich man glory in his riches. Had he seen bad? Not at all. Why did he say don't glory in it? They were given to you to fulfill God's purpose. Wisdom, riches, and power. They are all given to you to fulfill God's purpose here on earth. It's not to just be captured and to be sit upon. No. No. Some will call you when they need your prayer. Anytime they don't need your prayer, no more calling. Is that a kingdom lifestyle? No, sir. It is more blessed to give than to receive. Is it a sin to call a brother or a sister to pray for you? Not at all. But not only when you have problem that you should say hello to your fellow one. Do you understand my point now? But let him that glorieth, glory in this, that he understandeth and knoweth me, that I am the Lord which exercise loving kindness, judgment, and righteousness in the earth. For in these things I delight, saith the Lord. For in these things I delight, saith the Lord. For in these things I delight, saith the Lord. Now, wisdom, riches, and power, they are tools to fulfill God's purpose. The gift, your talent, your gift, all of these are what? They are tools to fulfill God's purpose. Is God blessing someone now? Why God said, Jesus, go and dwell in them. Because before then, everybody on earth were looking for their own. Their own. Their own. Their own. If you don't give me space, I kill you. No. No. You were not sent to kill anybody. Jesus never came to dwell in you so that he can be killing people through you. I have not come to condemn the world, but that the world through me might be saved. Not that the world through him shall be destroyed. That is not what the word of God said. Honestly, you look at it. Are we pagans? Some of the things we demonstrated in the place of prayer is a typical attitude of paganism. I don't know why. I don't know when all this thing enter into Christianity. The Bible is no longer a living book to many of them. Some of them, you'll be showing that this is what the Lord says. Forget it. Sit down there first. That's paganism. Oh my God. Are you with me? Don't be offended at me. There is fire burning within. That this revival must be battered. Whether the devil like it or not. Your life is to give joy to others. Your life is to give peace to others. Your life is to give comfort to others, not to destroy others. What they do in every nation, those who doesn't know God, is exactly what is practiced everywhere now. What kind of thing is this? Shout a louder 21 hallelujah is the one that his prayer will be answered. Where do you get all this paganism system from? Is there any place in the Bible until you shout 21 hallelujah before your prayer answer? Oh my God. Well, in our time, there must be a great change. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Sometimes we turn handkerchief to God. Some turn anointing oil to God. I don't understand. Friends, you cannot hate your fellow.
No one hates his fellow human being. Ankashi will not work for him. Anointing will not even work. Just use different items. What are you talking about? Are those things bad? Not at all. But those things can only work when you have a good attitude within you. When your motive is right. I am the Lord who exercises loving kindness, justice, and righteousness in the earth. For in these things I delight, saith the Lord. Exercise. Excuse me. God will not exercise loving kindness alone without passing through human beings. If this brother will receive the loving kindness of God, he has to receive through another vessel. Is that true? This is the gospel. What do I do with my challenge? Jesus said, cast it upon me. Do you know what to do with the challenge now? Cast your burden upon the Lord. He will sustain you. He cares for you. Is that your Bible? 1 Peter chapter 5 verse 7. Say, cast your burden. Cast your own challenge upon him. Be a partner with God to solve for that next problem. 1 Peter 5 verse 7. I believe there is a great change. Something is happening already. He said, casting all your care upon him, for he cared for you. Throw it upon him. He lives in you. So your challenge becomes a challenge. Always praying. Lord, show me whom to help. Make me a helper to others. Make me a blessing to others. You will see what will happen to your own life. Do you understand now? Casting all your cares. Psalm 55. Psalm 55. Give up verse 22 and 23. Cast thy burden upon the Lord, and it shall sustain thee. Eh? Do you understand now?
I say, they say, if I know, I will have not come to this meeting. But actually, you have actually come.
And it is because God loves you. And you are the best of his creation. That's why you are hearing what you are hearing today. So seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. All these things that people are dying for will be added unto you. A woman said, tell me one story. A certain woman went to Adashi. And the woman they are doing Adashi with, who hold the money, died. The woman keep crying. They thought that it's the dead of the woman that pay her. No, it's the money that lost. How I wish that 500,000 has been used to win souls. I said, don't do your Adashi. Not at all. Adashi means contribution. If that daily contribution they have been making, I'm doing this contribution, if I collect it, out of 600,000, 400,000 is going for the gospel. I bet with you that money will not last. But the aim and objective of that contribution, if I get it, I'm going to attend my younger sister's wedding, I'm going to I'm going to redo my father's burial. You know, this is what is going on in the hurting world. That's paganism. Hallelujah. I say hallelujah. I say hallelujah. The number one job, the number one art desire of God is that the gospel should be reached to everywhere. But now we are putting. The people in the village now, they don't need the gospel. It's only the city. Every man of God that got corner into the city. No man of God is called into village. May God deliver you from yourself. Amen. A certain woman kept no good. What thousands of men? Where she kept it? He has a certain son. The boy picked and that said, if that gold were kept, that when the price appreciates, I'm going to sell it for the gospel's sake. That boy will not steal it. Whatever is not centered on God and his project can be stolen. Oh my God. Is God blessing you now? So, Jesus did not come to save you to gather resources and be boasting of it. No. Say, don't boast on your riches. Don't boast on your wisdom. Don't boast on your mind. They are tools to express the loving kindness of God towards humanity. I will not stop saying it though. I will never stop it. By me again, by the grace of God, another city will be holding up. The gospel. He said, this gospel of the kingdom must be preached everywhere. It is then and then that the end will come. So he said, let the end just come. It's laziness that makes you to say so. And this gospel of the kingdom. Matthew 24 verse 14. And this gospel of the kingdom. And this gospel of the kingdom. You see the joy that will fill your heart when you see a soul saved. When you see people delivered. When you see people set free. We met a certain pastor the other day. We went for the last crusade. And so I said, I was scared. Is okay. By November, we are going to a certain place again. Say, sir, no! Why should one city hear it twice when we are here to hear it? Say, oh! Look at this man. Say, please, you must come to our place. Can I have your number, please? This is what we are talking about. Say, leave the organizing for me. Say, leave it for me. If I come, let me know. Can you see it now? Without the gospel of the kingdom being preached, armed robber will increase. Kidnappers will increase. See, the only thing that can silence evil is the gospel of Christ. Copyright law will not solve it. I've seen a prisoner, somebody just released from prison today. After 3 days, he committed an offense and they send him back. To tell you discipline, necessary punishment, it doesn't solve the problem. Only the exchange life. Understanding the exchange life that you are no longer existing, it's the Christ that lives in you. And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in Jalingo alone. Oh, in Lagos alone. Okay, in Abuja City. In all the world.
for a witness unto all nations. And then shall the end come.
But we say people can watch our program on social media. Many will never buy Android phone for life. There are people in the village. Even the button on the phone, they don't have. That all they need to see, they need to take the gospel to them. You see Jesus from one place to another. And he instructed us, go ye to all the world, go ye into all the world. He didn't say congregate, just keep congregating, congregating. Let me tell you, what church organization, what fellowship organization meant is to empower you to go. When you come, you receive, you go and release. You come, you receive, you go and release. Anything outside of this is not the gospel of Christ. To go into all the world, I empower you. After the day of Pentecost, when they started, Brother Peter forgot the commandment. He started sharing, they are not bringing to the apostles' feet. When Jesus knew that they don't want to do anything, he scattered them. Philip find himself in this, another one find himself in this. If not, that thing would have been caged. No, sir. No! We must break loose from the aquarium. Must break loose. This is the gospel for you today.
We trust that you have been blessed by this message.
For more of our messages, visit our website www.thecream.org.ng
or call the following numbers for more inquiries:
081-3553-7845,
080-6061-8421,
070-6227-0070,
081-3291-4775. Jesus is Lord.